Feed me.
The can opener must be fed. Nine in a day.
Trucks total.
Wow. Have met the mercy of the can opener, thanks in part to the I-65 closure from Wave.
The state put in a warning system for trucks that are too tall around 5 years ago.
And you'd think that that would work, but however, this detection system is on 3rd Street before Eastern Parkway, and it warns trucks, or it gives a sign to, hey, turn left onto Eastern if you're on 3rd. But if they're coming from Eastern, that ain't there.
But the sudden surge of trucks catching the can opener caught more than our attention. KYTC started looking into what was going on.
Our cameras recorded a lot of work today on that height detection system that we've been telling you about. There's also new trailer-mounted messaging signs parked ahead of the can opener.
Listen, they are trying their hardest to prevent more semis, more box trucks, and more trucks from meeting the mercy of the can opener, which, you know, as locals, we just enjoy seeing. Obviously, if
that's
you
bad though for the truckers
are driving the truck,
that's
terrible. It's
a really
terrible.
Bad day at work.
So there is not only, you know, a push to get the can opener more warning detection for this bridge. It's just a normal bridge. It's a railroad track, and it is right there near U of L.
But it's really low if you got a tall truck.
There is a website, LouisvilleCanOpener.live,
sure,
which tallies all of the victims so far.
Yeah.
Nine.
Wow.
Nine since June 1st. And there is now a Facebook narrative.
There are landmarks in Louisville that people visit on purpose.
Yes.
Churchill Downs.
Yes.
The Big Four Bridge.
Yes.
The Twin Spires.
Yeah.
The Riverfront. And then there's this one.
Yes. What is it?
A railroad bridge on 3rd Street near the University of Louisville.
Yeah.
With a reputation so brutal, locals don't even call it a bridge anymore. They call it...
What do they call it?
The can opener.
Can opener.
Yes.
Yes. This is what we needed.
It doesn't move. It doesn't chase anybody.
No.
It just sits there, low, quiet, and very clearly marked.
Somehow,
truck after truck still rolls up like it's about to beat the final boss in a video game.
Guess what? It doesn't.
It doesn't.
The clearance says 11 feet, 8 inches.
Yeah.
The truck says, I can make it. Louisville says, no, you can't.
No, you definitely can't.
And then metal screams.
Yes.
Traffic stops.
Yes.
The roof peels back.
No.
And somewhere nearby, a local opens Facebook and says, the beast has been fed.
The beast has been fed.
For years, this bridge has been one of Louisville's strangest legends.
It really has.
It is.
People have known about the can opener here for years. And
should they paint teeth? Should they paint like a big mouth?
Someone suggested, can we put googly eyes and a mouth on the bridge?
Let's paint it like the monster it is. Maybe then they might understand. Oh, do you mean I shouldn't drive through here if I'm a big tall truck?
Not because it's hidden, not because it's mysterious, but because it warns you first. There are signs, there are lights.
Yep.
There is a whole reputation.
Oh.
Still, drivers follow the GPS, ignore the clearance, and find out the hard way that Louisville has a bridge with absolutely no patience.
No.
And a healthy appetite.
Healthy appetite. That's rare. So, the can opener has been hard at work since I-65 closed down. So, to the point where KYTC is going, maybe we need some more warnings.
Maybe something else needs to happen.
Because they're just...
Words not getting around.
They're either not reading the signs, or they think they can clear it. Now,
or maybe they genuinely don't know their clearance.
They should.
I feel like they should. That
because
probably
even
should
if you,
be a basic if you're going to drive the truck.
Even if you rent a box truck to, like, move, there's clearance posted on the visor that says... This truck is, 10 feet tall or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should be able to know, but it feeds again.
Feed me.
I mean, so we can only hope that there are less victims of the bridge today.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time the bridge gets hit, it feeds. Someone has to come out and inspect the bridge to make sure trains can still go over it. But that bridge has stood the test of time for years.
But there are a lot of people who just have never had to travel down there. Either they're locals or they're passing through.
No.
And they're having to deal with
it. Yeah, they're probably passing through.
Yeah, it's those that are passing through.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know.
They're not going to know.
They don't know.
Feed me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the can opener feeds 9 times. I hear Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the movie quote, 9 times.
Wow.
In my head every time I see that. So 9 trucks have been fed. We can only hope that number will stop.
I know. We at some point, I think, I mean, we can't, we got to do it at night, but we got to paint like a mouth, jagged teeth, make it look menacing.
All right.
So maybe they might start to get the point like, oh, I don't think I want to drive in there.
Yeah, maybe not. Or you will meet the same fate.
Feed me.